every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
A few years ago, Range Rover pioneered a remarkable vehicle called the Range Rover Evoque. It continues to win the hearts of our customers everywhere. More recently, Land Rover introduced the all-new, stunning, and praiseworthy Discovery Sport. It's a Land Rover bestseller for good reasons. And today, now through August 30th, Land Rover Lake Bluff continues our most aggressive sales event of the year on these two exceptional vehicles. We call it our Two for the Road sales event. Take advantage of our most competitive offers on every 2017 Range Rover Evoque and Land Rover Discovery Sport at Land Rover Lake Bluff. Whether you buy or lease, our Two for the Road sales event promises to put you behind the wheel of a new 2017 Range Rover Evoque or Land Rover Discovery Sport. Land Rover Lake Bluff, Route 41, LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves are putting the final pieces in place to defend their Central Division title. Be there October 14th for the home opener at the Allstate Arena. Tickets starting at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs begin their road trip in a bit over an hour from now as they face the Reds in Cincinnati. Here's Joe Maddon's lineup. It'll be Jay leading off playing center field, Schwarber in left, Bryant at third, Rizzo at first, Happ will be at second base, Avila will be behind the plate. It'll be Hayward in right, Baez at short, John Lackey will be on the mound, and Homer Bailey goes for Cincinnati. Meanwhile, the Cubs have won 14 of 18 on the road. Reds pitcher Scott Feldman, he had arthroscopic knee surgery today. His season is over, and Theo Epstein will be on with Mully and Hanley Thursday morning at 7:40. Meanwhile, on the south side of town tonight, it will be the White Sox and the Twins again, and tonight will be the Sox debut of pitcher Lucas Giolito. He comes up from AAA, where overall he was 6-10 with a 4.48 ERA, but in his last five starts, much better, 3-1 with a 1.71 ERA. Pro football, the Bears enjoyed a day off today, but we'll be back on the practice field tomorrow and at Tennessee on Sunday. And around the league, Cleveland linebacker Tank Carter, he tore his ACL today, so his season is over. And LA Chargers center Max Turk, he will miss the first four games of the upcoming regular season due to a violation of the league's drug policy for PEDs. Tonight, tune into the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for first pitch at 6:10. It's sponsored in part by White Castle. Try any two Belgian waffle sliders for only $4. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Web Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast is today, coming up shortly, 5:35, Mark Brody's pregame show, and then followed by the game against the Reds in Cincinnati, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of experience.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
Ryan Pace, in the last month, has done
what Bears fans and the local media have been begging this team to do for the last 20 or 25 years. He has gone all in on the quarterback position.
I hear you, man. I'm all in.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than that.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're going to be off the air a little bit earlier today because the Cubs are playing the Cincinnati Reds.
I thought it was because you hate white people.
No, Steve, stop. Oh. People aren't. Stop. Don't do that. People will not go back to the podcast
and try to figure out why.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't hate white people. I hate you.
The lie detector test determines that was a lie.
This is not cool. This is not cool. What is you doing, Chris? This is not cool. It's time for us to talk to a new granddaddy. Yeah, he is.
This is like his ninth grandkid.
Yeah, the Arkish offspring are just out there like being fertile and multiplying.
Grandkids.
Yeah, so Hub Cromartie joins us here. Hub, congratulations, man.
Thank you, guys. It's actually number 4.
Nice.
Little Vera was born last night, and
beautiful.
My daughter Taylor and her husband Kevin now have 3, and then Arthur and Josie have 1, and we couldn't be happier.
That's
we got 2
awesome.
Boys and 2 girls.
That's
now.
Awesome, man.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Awesome. Hub's a granddad again. That's terrific.
Cool.
That's terrific. So we got to talk to you about some foosball things. Let's start with the Bears' second preseason game. What you like? What you didn't like?
Yeah, I thought there were some good things. Obviously, the running game is getting exciting, guys. This kid Cohn is the real deal. The first day in Bourbonnais, you could see that they'd already started building some of the offense to go through him on third down and in certain situations. And now all of a sudden, you see a guy who can go out there and take the ball at almost any time. Because if you go back and watch the tape, you will see the blocking wasn't that good. The offensive line is still banged up. It's still leaky. They made some blocks. They missed some blocks. But this kid Cohn is really exciting. I don't how you would not be excited by him. I thought on defense, Jonathan Bullard, when they took him in the third round last year, I hoped it would be a steal, and he really disappointed, but he's having an excellent preseason, was playing real well till he had that glute injury. I thought Kyle Fuller played very well.
I did too.
I thought he
timed up some routes. He closed hard on the ball a couple times, like he really understood what was going on.
That starting job up for grabs with 2 hamstring injuries out there.
Well, and the funny thing about it is, you go back way to the beginning with Kyle, we weren't so sure when they took him with 13 or 14 in the first round, and then he had the one game in Frisco week 2 where he made the 2 big plays. But since then, even before all the injury stuff, we kind of questioned his ball skills a little bit, and yet he played like a guy who knows how to play the position the other night. So very encouraged by that. Jay Howard started to show up a little bit. Defensively, I think that these guys are starting to look like what I expect them to, because they're only going to get healthier. So all of that was good. Obviously, what everybody's going to want to talk about, wants me to talk about, Glennon was better. He wasn't good. He was better. He made a bad mistake on the interception. He did make a real nice read and throw on the touchdown that he threw. Mitch Trubisky wasn't as good. And it's a puzzle to me how Glennon improves. Trubisky's not as good. And everywhere I turn, people are screaming, give Trubisky the job. Listen, he's going to get the job. Everybody knows that. The issue is, you know, what's the right way to teach him? And I have no problem with what they're doing right now. And it frustrates the hell out of me. Every time I turn around, somebody's accusing the Bears of not being straightforward, not telling us what they're thinking, and not saying they can't be any more clear on what they're thinking and what they're doing. And I haven't personally seen any reason that they should change course so far.
Could there be an acceleration in the course that doesn't constitute a change?
Absolutely. And you know, Dan, I think it's probably going to happen, but an acceleration would be if he got the job week 7, week 9, week 11. The idea all along was that he wasn't going to play this year. But I think what is really patently unfair, and I know the game isn't supposed to be fair, but I think it's unfair to yourself as a team to not first at least give a reasonable look to Mike Glennon, which nobody has done. You know, neither one of them have been particularly impressive in practice, going back to the first day in Bourbonnais, but Glennon has been a little bit better. He should be a little bit better. He's a 4-year veteran. He's in his 5th season. You had the one game where Glennon took 20 snaps and made a horrible play. Trubisky looked great because he wasn't running the offense. He was running around being an athlete, and he can do that. But if you go back and again watch the tape Saturday night, they now asked him to run the offense a little bit, and he wasn't nearly as good. And it's just about not being ready. It's not about not being good enough. Mm-hmm. And so I just think, you know, Glennon needs the look to find out if he can play or not. Even if he can play, he's going to lose the job to Trubisky eventually, but maybe he's got some value. If you can him now without even giving him a shot, you're destroying any value you might have in the guy.
What do you need to see out of some of these fringe players or guys who who are on the bubble. We talked about Kyle Fuller. Jeremy Langford, if Benny Cunningham and Tariq Cohen and Kadeem Carey and, of course, Jordan Howard are all doing things to help the team and our favorites to one John Fox, is Jeremy Langford a guy who was thought to be Matt Forte's, you know, successor? Is he a guy that might be out on the street?
You know, Jason, I think it's an absolutely reasonable question based on what we're seeing, but then I would ask you to consider this. Mm-hmm. All those other guys you just mentioned have all done some really nice things, but is there any of them beside Jordan Howard you could see giving the ball 23 times in a game?
Not
23?
Yeah.
I feel like if Jordan Howard is hurt, then you're passing the ball a lot more to your tight ends and to backs out of the backfield, more so than giving one guy a load back kind of load, right?
But ideally, you don't want to do that.
You want to change
your offense.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I'm getting at, I think
Jeremy Langford is the only guy that can get 25 carries.
Yeah, I think he's got one more year as the number two. I think they went to camp feeling that Howard was one, Langford was two, and Cohen was their change of pace guy. And you know, again, Langford hasn't done anything to lose that or to not be that guy. I'm sure they're frustrated, you know, by the injuries. But what kind of caught me off guard was we're out there last Wednesday, and he's coming to meeting with the media and saying, yeah, I practiced, it feels so good. And then he's inactive again on Saturday night. I wasn't under the impression that was going to happen, but they are acting like that was what they were expecting. So I think minimally this week we see what happens. If he doesn't miss any more practice, plus you got the extra day they're playing on Sunday, you know, whether it's with the first team or eventually when the second team comes in, minimally you want to see what Langford can do, what he looks like. So I don't think he's done yet, but I would agree. I would have never thought he was on the bubble going to camp, and he could end up there depending on how the next 10 days
go. So they're
going
to cut one of these guys.
Well, Kadeem Carey
is not getting cut. Special teams contributor.
Because he went from a guy who played no special teams to a guy who's like, I better play special teams or I have to do something else for a living.
And then Benny Cunningham seems like a guy that if Deontay Thompson goes down, he can be your kick returner and also a back that you can give the ball to. Like, there's going to be a decent football player being cut in this situation.
See, but here's the other way to spin that, though, okay. Jace, is that, you know, Kadeem Carey did have, I believe, 7 yards on 6 carries Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
But isn't he one of John Fox's favorites? Like,
yes.
I was never a big Kadeem Carey guy at all. I thought he should have, 2 years ago, he probably should have been elsewhere.
I'm with you. I would have cut him 2 years ago. Yeah. I gave him no chance this year. He has had a good camp. Again, we got to be fair to these guys, the guys who do deserve it. He's had a very good camp. But the issue is, I think Benny Cunningham is already ahead of Deontay Thompson as the kickoff returner. I mean, okay. Benny Cunningham has been in the top 3 kickoff returners in the league over the last few years and just kind of did it quietly. Nobody was paying attention. And I think he probably gives you more. He almost becomes the backup third down guy to Cohn. Langford becomes the backup first, second down guy to Howard. I don't think anything is settled here. They could keep 5, although they probably won't because they have to keep a fullback. But I think Kadeem Carey has still got some work to do before he makes the team.
When is it okay for me to panic about the lack of quality of Bears receivers? Because I know I don't need your permission, Hub, but it makes me feel better because I'm telling you, I'm close.
Yeah, they got a problem. There's no question about it. I'm not writing Kevin White off for one more week. And I'm not writing him off, but I'm just not ready to go negative. You got to remember, Week 1, the best trio of corners in the NFL, and that's the only time he was on the field, was against the first string. I don't think Tlaib was out there, but Harris Jr. was out there. You know, they're really good at corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back Week 2 against Patrick Peterson. So we got to wait one more week. Tennessee tried to upgrade the corner position. They're not special at it. He's going to get some extended playing time. But just honest evaluation, Kevin White has had a bad camp. I mean, he hasn't had a good camp.
They drafted him to match those top corners' output and production, though. If you're getting jammed and a guy's winning half the plays, that means you need to win the other half as the number 7 pick in the draft.
True, but again,
with the injuries,
he's got 1 year of major college experience. He's got 4, 3.5 games of NFL experience. So, I'm not optimistic. I'm not trying to make it a silk purse, but it doesn't look good. But you got to wait at least another week or two. Cam Meredith can be a number 2, but he's got to have a real number 1 across from him, and then. Where I'm most troubled is after that, because, guys, somebody's got to explain to me what Kendall Wright did to get ahead of Victor Cruz on the depth chart. And I don't know that either one of them is really going to make a difference for you. I love Tanner Gentry, but you saw, you know, the other night. I mean, it's not like he is suddenly Victor Cruz, undrafted rookie free agent, gets 1,500 yards. I don't know that he makes the team. I think he'll probably land on the practice squad somewhere. And then all those other guys, I mean, Josh Bellamy will make the team because of his special teams. But, yeah, I think that I thought going into camp that wide receiver could be a problem. The first week, 10 days, I thought, wow, maybe these guys are better than we thought they were. But now the last 10 days, I'm beginning to see it does look like it's a problem.
Kyle Long not on the field yet, and he's not on PUP. You know, we were talking to Rich Campbell yesterday. I'm starting to be of the mindset that rather than push him to try to get better, you know, what are you trying to win this year? And that's an important guy under contract. You might just be better off evaluating as best you can, maybe taking a step back and trying to get him whole again.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I think that option was a lot more palatable when you had Eric Kush, who stepped in for him last year but is now on IR. Of course, Larson's gone, and I think we're beginning to see that Hronas Grassou probably can't play guard. So, you know,
he can't play center either.
I was not impressed with his performance the other night. He handled the exchanges fine, but he missed a lot of blocks. And so, you know, now, see, guys, here's what gets missed in all these conversations, and it starts with the conversations about the quarterback, but it gets missed everywhere up and down the line. You're trying to develop a football team. You're not trying to develop just a quarterback or just a guard. And when you're inferior in certain positions, it makes it that much more difficult for the players around them to get better. It's another reason that Trubisky has to do a lot more than he's done to be talked about as the starting quarterback. It's a concern on the interior of that line. A, you know, to protect the quarterback, whoever it may be, and B, the running game is the strength of this team. It could keep them competitive, but if you really have got an open spot at one of the guards, you're in trouble. So I think, Dan, what it comes down to is I can't even say it's disappointing. We didn't know what Kyle's prognosis was coming into camp. We knew he wasn't ready when camp started. They don't seem to be pointing him towards the PUP list, and so... I don't know. I guess we're going to have to, again, next 10 days, there's a lot of questions left to answer for this team, a lot more than you would expect this far in a camp.
I wonder how much of this is on Kyle, too, being flip-flopped and having two surgeries to you know, come back from. I wonder how much
this
is.
Well, he only
had
the one surgery, right? He only did the ankle.
Well, yeah, he declined to do the second surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't do the labor.
Yeah,
and we're not hearing any concerns about the shoulder at this point. I don't think... if anything, Kyle wants to do more. I mean, this
good.
Is certainly not
good,
about
good,
him,
good, good, good.
You know, not wanting to push it. He's frustrated that they're holding him back as much as they are. At least that's what we seem to be seeing. And I think John Fox is as much as acknowledged that. Maybe, listen, he's arguably the best player on your team. There's nothing wrong with being cautious about him. I don't care if he plays in a preseason game, but we would like to have some kind of definitive idea by the end of next week.
I'm glad you just mentioned the arguably best player on the team. Because I don't want to wave the pom-poms here, and I don't want to get my head out over my skis, and I don't want the UGA bias to show here. But you get another three pressures, and you get the edge set at least two times that I can count by a guy who's light in the ass and is getting really, really good with his hands.
His pads are lower, too.
Getting really good with his... Leonard Floyd, if Ryan Pace got this right, and I'm seeing some of the things flash. And, you know, you think of it like a reliever, like when you know you got 20 plays, maybe you go super hard, and then we'll see how he wears down during an entire 60-minute football game. But, Hub, if what I'm seeing can translate to 17 weeks of NFL football, I think you might have something, maybe if not special, close to special on your hands with this dude.
Well, here's what you're really saying, if you think about it, Jason, because I think that Floyd has had an excellent camp, and if he's not the most improved player in that camp, it may be because Jonathan Bullard is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the two of them have both come a long way. And then you got White here in the middle, who was he was all rookie last year. If your first three picks turn out to be studs, you know, and Leonard Floyd and Cody Whitehair and Jonathan Bullard, you're kind of starting to change the conversation around Ryan Pace a little bit.
Yep.
Well, he would deserve it. It's all we're asking him to do. And every time people, and I never understand the argument of people.
Why are you giving George Croy? You're not jumping on Ryan Pace.
Right, why should we trust Ryan Pace?
Right,
well, no one's telling you to trust or not trust anybody.
Three drafts in.
Right, and it's also, it's your team, and it doesn't matter if you trust them or not. That's the general manager making those picks. And it isn't, I don't think people really quite understand how long it takes to change over a scouting department. And it isn't just, I mean, sometimes you gotta, you're going in.
And to get the bums off of your roster.
Right, you're in flux with your scouting. You're in flux with your internal scouting, with your roster and everything else.
Your scheme adjustments.
A new coach. If you can get this thing flipped and hit on a couple of guys like you say, that's a big accomplishment in today's NFL.
I think what people have forgotten conveniently, guys, because they did go 6-10, a one-game improvement in Fox's first year, and then it fell apart to 3-13 last year. What everybody's forgetting is what a mess yes. Emery and Trestman left them. And it really, they're much better than they were when they got here 2 years ago, talent-wise, organizationally-wise, culture-wise. Now, are they a good football team yet? I don't think
no.
so. I think they may be better the second half of the season. But I cannot, you know, weighing all things and trying to be objective and be a little patient, I can't be disappointed right now in where Pace has brought them through two seasons, three drafts.
All right, Hub. Can't wait to talk to you after this Tennessee thing. An up-and-coming team, a team with a lot of, you know, you look at it, you're like, oh, my God, that guy's a good player. That guy's a good player. The quarterback's better than I thought he was going to be.
You know what? Tennessee's one of those teams that we got so accustomed to not having to think about. If you are an NFL fan, and maybe you just finished your fantasy draft, and you look at
the
number of Tennessee guys on there, that this is it's
I like that
it's
backfield.
Time to you can't ignore them anymore.
No, I thought you were going to say talk to me after another Cubs win tonight. But as far as really, guys, listen, Tennessee, I'm picking them in that division. I think they're really good, and I like Mariota. It's funny because I liked Winston more than Mariota coming out. I think I like Mariota more now. But beyond that, this team is as loaded up front on offense as anybody I've seen. And based on what we were just talking about a few minutes ago with the Bears defense and the way they're coming, that's the most exciting thing about Sunday afternoon. I want to see how this seemingly improving Bears front is going to hold up against a really tough Tennessee offensive front.
Yeah, power running team with play action abilities. Congratulations once again to the Arkish family, man. And another edition, and thank you for joining us, brother.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Is Hub Arkish as we broadcast from the Hyundai studios. Hyundai, home of America's best warranty. A note here, Adrian Wojnarowski has just tweeted that Cleveland and Boston have moved into serious talks on a trade centered on All-Star guard Kyrie Irving, according to his league sources. And see, the serious talks, you know that phase. Once you've moved on from the silly talks, because first you start with the silly talks, and you guys giant floppy shoes and spraying seltzer.
Now,
and
now you're talking about contracts matching up.
The spinning bow tie that squirts and all that.
You giant inflatable wavy hands guys. every Kyrie Irving, must go,
And then they say, okay. Enough of the silly talks. Make up! And now they can begin the serious talks.
Yes.
It is time now.
It's the sex culture.
Let's be done with the silliness. We now invoke the seriousness of the serious, serious trade talks. From the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Cubs fans, get your tickets now for the Cubs On Deck Lunch Series with Jose Quintana and Ian Happ August 30th from noon to 1. Presented by Xfinity, AZEK, and Office Revolution. Hosted by The Score's Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins live from Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. This is your chance to get a rare look inside the team. So get your tickets now before they're sold out. VIP and general admission tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Better, brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. Get your fourth order free. So you're a big football fan. You're quite confident that your knowledge matches your passion, huh? Got it. However, if you're one of those fans bellowing from the upper deck or on social media that Aaron Donald should be on the field with his mates rather than holding out in protest of a new deal, well, I'm sorry, but your intellect has been swallowed up by emotion. Imagine for a second that instead of an ankle sprain, Giant star Odell Beckham Jr. is slated for reconstructive knee surgery later this week. Just imagine one of the most explosive, marketable players missing the entire season because of a meaningless exhibition and a hit that occurred during it. That's how close the Giants and OBJ were to their season imploding before it even begins. Hey, here's an idea. Quit chirping about holdouts and understand once and for all that no professional athlete lays it on the line quite like the NFL player does, with the absolute least bang for their buck. I'm BT.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
To count the discounts. Safe driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many, a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Golfers, if you're looking for a golf experience like no other, then you have to visit Bolingbrook Golf Club, one of Chicago's true golf gems, featuring a rolling 18-hole championship golf course, award-winning driving range and golf academy, spectacular clubhouse, and the Nest Bar and Grill. Your Bolingbrook golf experience will be like no other. Bolingbrook is the perfect location for your next private event, function, or wedding. To book your tee time or for more information on events, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Come be impressed.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Billy, 27, construction worker, income 60 grand a year, credit score 664, and he wanted to purchase a home, so he called his father for advice, and Billy's father told him to call David. He was the smartest lender he knew and the only lender he trusted. So David answered Billy's questions and helped him secure an FHA loan. If you are interested in purchasing a home, you should work with the best. The best in the mortgage business is Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. So by the transitive property, you should work with Team Hochberg. David and his team will answer your questions honestly, secure you a mortgage which best fits your needs at the lowest rate with closing costs up to $1,000 less than others. It's a no-brainer. The first and only call you need to make when securing a mortgage is David at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners. He can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358 and MLS 19186.
Truck drivers, make a change for the better this summer. Schneider, an industry leader since 1935, is hiring drivers now, and we've introduced exciting changes. Pay increases for most van, truckload, and tanker drivers. New company-owned chassis for intermodal drivers. New dedicated customer accounts. New facilities. Electronic logs since 2010, and over half our fleet now has automated transmissions. If you're as passionate about continuous improvement as Schneider is, join our team today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Eaglewood Resort & Spa in Itasca is planning a Labor Day end of summer bash. Enjoy family fun, including a bounce house, room escape, music, and grills all weekend long. The longer you stay, the more you save. Stay three nights and your fourth night is free. Call 630-773-1400 or EaglewoodResort.com.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
A few years ago, Range Rover pioneered a remarkable vehicle called the Range Rover Evoque. It continues to win the hearts of our customers everywhere. More recently, Land Rover introduced the all-new stunning and praiseworthy Discovery Sport. It's a Land Rover bestseller for good reasons. And today, now through August 30th, Land Rover Lake Bluff continues our most aggressive sales event of the year on these two exceptional vehicles. We call it our Two for the Road sales event. Take advantage of our most competitive offers on every 2017 Range Rover Evoque and Land Rover Discovery Sport at Land Rover Lake Bluff. Whether you buy or lease, our Two for the Road sales event promises to put you behind the wheel of a new 2017 Range Rover Evoque or Land Rover Discovery Sport. Land Rover Lake Bluff, Route 41, LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We out-train it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
Half Company.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How's that a dilemma? It's not really a dilemma.
Well, because, you know, when you know someone as a child and then you see them all grown up,
like, all of a sudden they're an adult.
This is a beautiful young lady. Like, I saw this young lady when she was a child, like being friends with her mom or whatever. I'm like, yo, who is this? He's like, don't you remember a little? I'm like, no. Like, are you serious? Like, are you serious? God bless. Whew. Telling you, man. My weakness. The old Latinas.
Funky old Latinas.
My weakness, man. You go to Florida and you're in the airport and you're like, ha. I'm breathing it. I'm the only one speaking English in the airport. I'm like, yes, give me more. We went to the.
I picture you like jumping into a samba line, like playing the you get one of the drum, like the drum that goes.
Dan, legit, Dan.
Guy blowing a whistle.
We went. There's a special American Airlines section for people who are checking in for Cuban for Cuban flights.
There are people dancing the samba forever and a day.
We went into the Cuban flight line on accident.
You know I'm very partial. Latin.
You know, hey, I'm not even going front. I'm right there with you, Hawk, for different reasons. You
know? Not funny in the clubhouse.
Yeah, Hawk's got different reasons. I have always, and you know, being from, you know, a Spanish speaking kind of country in Central America, you know, you certain things that you like. You get used to certain things. And you're like, I love it.
If you want to spend some time on YouTube, I'm just saying there are certain pageants.
Oh my God!
That have been held in
certain television stations, certain weather ladies.
Well, I'm just saying, but specifically like beauty pageants when you're already talking about
you've had to build that woman. Where she wasn't born.
Where everybody at a minimum is Sofia Vergara at age 26.
Shout out to all my Latino brothers out there who. You know, got the upper hand on me by being a Latino.
That's those passive aggressive, bitter things.
That's
thing
the only reason my Puerto Rican homies out there are winning more than I did when I was a kid, because I wasn't born Puerto Rican. Shout out to all my Puerto Rican homies out there. Some of the best haircuts you will ever get in your life.
Why don't you raise Jace Puerto Rican?
How do you raise somebody Puerto Rican?
Just, you know, tell him. Get the MLB logo tattooed to his neck.
Yeah, so he can be Javi Goff. Right. Yeah, that's it. Shout out,
get the frosty tips going.
Oh, my God. Just walking up and down, you know, in Pompano Beach and Fort Lauderdale and the Miami airport. My God. God bless all of you. I love you. And I will always love you. You're God's people out there. Appreciate you. And shout out to all of my people who were disgusted by Chuck, whether you're white, black, you know, Asian, you know, Native Americans, you know, shout out to my Native Americans out there listening, you know, my Aussies, holly at y'all, I see y'all.
Shout out to my Native Americans. What?
Shout out to everybody who was disgusted by Chuck. You're a better human for being disgusted by a human like that. All right.
Yeah, that, by the way, that call is on the show Twitter page and the show's podcast
damn it.
Page.
I made it to another Facebook and Twitter thing by screaming again.
Thanks to
at
Matt
some
Miller.
Point, it's going to have to be about sports with me.
Thanks to Hub Arkish.
I'm going to start sticking to sports.
And thanks to the director of our video feed, Brian Gertz.
Palmer throws outside and completes it. Jeremy Ross, excuse me, for a gain of 16.
Oh my God, he was telling jokes all the way down. That we gotta cut his thing to two a year.
Sam, sorry.
The first and the fourth, the ones that we need to watch. Sam doesn't need to be a part of.
The producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Did you ever walk to the park? Or I know that it was probably pretty tough for you to do that. But did you
right
live
there,
in the Ville?
Right there,
you
Park did. Place. Park Place, right there, oh, dead
the,
center.
Are you talking about in Ridleyville? Or are you talking about the high rises?
The high rise right
okay.
there.
Okay. Oh
right
wow, we're looking at Ryan Sandberg's old place.
Right there, out the dead center field, the tallest building there. Dark gray building was there in 1983. Won my first gold glove that year.
83.
Wonder if
thank you for grabbing that, Danny.
Wonder if a certain Cubs.
Easy. Let's just get out of here alive.
All right, my bad.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
One out, one ball, one strike. How about one of the great players to ever get a pair of spikes on? Was born 83 years old. 83 years ago, I should say. '83.
83.
Who is he talking about? Oh, you gotta give me three of them. All right, sorry, we gotta go.
We gotta go. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, Chicagoland. I've got my friend Alex, the general manager from St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram here.
Hey, Shep. The summer clearance event is going on now at St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we have some huge...
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes. Regardless of how good you might be on a certain day, sometimes the guy on the other side is a little bit better. Sometimes luck isn't necessarily on your side.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
2017.
And now, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass pregame show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers911Chicago.com, and Cambria. And now, your host, Mark Brody.
After a vacation day yesterday, we are back on in Cincinnati, Ohio. Tonight's Cubs and Reds in Game 1 of a three-game series at Great American Ballpark with John Lackey pitching against Homer Bailey for the Reds. And the Cubs arrive in first place solidly. A 2.5-game lead over Milwaukee, 3.5 better than St. Louis, and Pittsburgh lagging 6 back in the National League Central. On the show today, Addison Russell tells you when he thinks he might be able to return from his foot injury. We'll hear from him and an update on Wilson Contreras. Plus, as always, Cubs manager Joe Maddon. We'll have Chris Bosio and Len Casper. Ron Coomer coming up here momentarily. Cloudy but dry here in Cincinnati right now. 79 degrees. It has been sort of on and off drizzle throughout the day, but we are told that we have the window, so we should be good to go here in Cincinnati for Cubs and Reds. We bring in said Ron Coomer now. He is sponsored by Cambria Natural Quartz Countertops in over 140 stunning designs for your new kitchen or bath. CambriaUSA.com. And Coom, Cubs probably felt good on their day off yesterday after that wacky, use whatever word you would like, 6-5 win over Toronto featuring a couple of drop third strikes, a hit batsman, the brilliant slide at the end by Javier Baez, and most importantly, a sweep, because this is the part of the season where you need to get a couple of those against teams that are, on paper, lesser than the Cubs.
Yeah, it's all about wins now, right? I mean, you talk about playing better baseball, you know, guys swinging the bats better. None of that matters now. It's all about getting a W, keeping your guys healthy, and getting to play in October now, right? That's what we talk about, and Cubs did their job over the weekend by sweeping, and that was, you know, it was great for the Cubs. That last game was a very bizarre game, I will say that. I don't know if you'd want to make a highlight reel of that game, But it was a Cubs win, and that's the bottom line right now.
Yep, three straight wins for the Cubs as we get ready for tonight against the Reds. Keys to the Game is sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
Well, I think whenever you play in this ballpark, you got to talk about the home run factor. Just by the way the ball carries here, it's going to be hot and humid again tonight. Not extremely hot, but the ball always carries well here at the Great American Ballpark in Cincy. So that is first. And John, you know, Johnny Lackey is a fly ball pitcher. He does know how to pitch in these ballparks. He's done it in Wrigley, and he's been very successful as of late. And I think, you know, he's going to have to mix in that breaking ball and changeup in fastball counts, and I think that's what's made him really turn the corner in the second half. Homer Bailey has really had some struggles. He's got a good fastball, but it doesn't seem like he trusts it very much, and he pitches around the zone a lot. He had 10 punchouts in his last game. 5 walks, though. He gave up the big grand slam in the first. I anticipate the home run ball for the Cubs being a big, big key today.
Cubs have hit 28 home runs against Reds pitching this year, to your point, sir. And Mr. Coomer, we'll hear from you in a little bit.
That sounds good, Marcus.
All right, that is Ron Coomer. Coming up on the show, Cubs pitching coach Chris Bozzio on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Great Cubs guests, great Cubs conversation. Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on The Score, home of the world champion Cubs.
Hey, Cub fans, Ron Coomer here for Cambria. It's summertime and the living is easy. So is remodeling your kitchen or bath. Visit CambriaUSA.com today and discover a vast selection of stunning natural quartz designs, from classically elegant to statement-making, combining style and performance for stunning surfaces that will last for years to come. Dream kitchens and baths begin with Cambria. Visit CambriaUSA.com. Cambria is a proud sponsor of Cubs Radio.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
So is it fair to describe the Bears organization as scared?
I don't think scared is fair.
You trade up and you draft the franchise quarterback, and then you don't give him a chance to win the job when the guy who is in front of him looks bad.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. There are over 150 million asteroids in our solar system. But all it takes is one to end our world.
This asteroid is a planet killer.
And only a few will have the courage to stop it.
We're not waiting for the government to save us. We have to save ourselves.
How far would you go to protect the planet?
I want to live before I die.
Salvation. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome back to Cincinnati, getting ready for the Cubs and Reds. Ben Zobrist, originally part of the Cubs lineup today, but you know what? Ben Zobrist, going to be late to work today. He was stuck in Tennessee. He had a little problem with the rental car, according to Joe Maddon, so some planes, trains, and automobiles. He actually should be here for the start of the game, but not in the starting lineup. Ian Happ will play second base tonight and bat fifth. And, of course, Ben Zobrist should be available off of the bench tonight. Cubs pitching coach Chris Bozzio now is sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors. Focused on the middle market, visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. And here's Cubs TV play-by-play man Len Casper.
Mark, thank you. 20 in a row without an off day coming up, so a big stretch here
Advantages and challenges for a guy like John Lackey facing the same team at back-to-back starts?
You know, it just depends on who you are. To me, I think it's an advantage for the pitcher just because I think it's fairly fresh to the hitter. And, I mean, all of our guys pitch off tempo, especially John, and aggressiveness, and you can use that to your advantage. And when pitchers are going good, fastball command, and they're spinning the ball, you can get some early outs because they're going to tend to be over-aggressive because they're comfortable. And I think it definitely could be an advantage, especially for some veteran pitchers.
Justin Wilson, I know it's hard to get out of whatever he's dealing with, only facing two or three guys at performance, but are you seeing mechanical? Is he thinking too hard, trying to spot the ball? I mean, he's throwing 97.
Yeah, the velocity's up there. You know, Joe's going to keep calling his number, try to get him right. You know, the last trip I went out there, you know, right now it's just a matter, I think you alluded to it, just some confidence, get him rolling. Maybe a couple breaks here or there, but Justin's the one who's got to take care of it, and Justin's the one who's got to do it. He's the one with the ball in his hand, and you got to take care of business when called upon.
All right, good luck tonight.
Thanks.
That's Chris Bozzio. Mark, back upstairs to you.
Thanks, guys, and you'll have a little something more on Justin Wilson here on the pregame show in just a little bit. Tickets are still available for the upcoming series at Wrigley Field against Pittsburgh. Visit Cubs.com to secure tickets right now. Coming up, when's Wilson Contreras coming back? We will update you on that as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score. Plumbers911Chicago.com for emergency plumbing service 24/7. Chicagoland licensed, highly trained plumbers that evaluate the problem and get the job done. Get your problem fixed today by the plumbing experts from Plumbers911Chicago.com today. It's baseball season and time to stock up on all your backyard barbecue supplies at Jewel Osco. Don't forget to bring the heat. Stock up on Kingsford charcoal. Ready 25% faster. Look for Kingsford Original Charcoal in red, white, and blue bag. And try the new Minute Maid Blueberry Lemonade. This refreshing fruit drink is made with the goodness of real lemons and the sweetness of blueberry juice to give you the deliciously refreshing taste you love. This summer, make Jewel Osco your home base for big savings on all of your backyard barbecue supplies.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
So you get this idea for your company. Great. But then...
it's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that, can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
Head to Subway and enjoy the turkey breast 6-inch for just $3.49 every day now at Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Hey, Cubs fans, have a roofing problem? Solve it right away with a GAF factory certified master elite contractor. Just visit GAF.com to find one near you.
You might be surprised to hear that the Cubs are only 8-5 against the Cincinnati Reds this year. It's true. The injury report is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, John Lester was out here playing catch today well before the game as he smooths out that sore lat muscle. Justin Grimm on the disabled list with an infected index finger. And the Cubs' number one catcher was working with head athletic trainer P.J. Mainville.
What have you been told about Wilson Contreras? I saw him running. He looked really good.
I mean, he's running pretty good, and I know he's feeling pretty good, but I don't want him to go too quickly either. Those kind of injuries, you got to be careful with them. So, no, P.J. came in really pleased with the progress, but that's all we know right now, that he's doing better, but we have no finish line. I don't want to get over exuberant about it. I want to make sure that he does this properly and that we have no setbacks. The hamstrings are weird, man. So he felt good today. Let's see how he feels tomorrow when he comes in. I mean, who knows? Hamstrings, you got to be careful with. I'm happy to hear that the progress is so good. My experience with them is that you got to nurture them along slowly. I don't know, maybe he's a fast healer, I'm not sure, but I just know what I know today is that he felt good, he ran well, and that our trainer's happy.
That's Cubs manager Joel Maddon, from whom we will hear more in just a little bit. And yeah, just from what I observed, I was pleasantly surprised, I guess, to see Wilson Contreras doing all the every type of running possible and kicking his legs up and wasn't favoring it at all. He looked very good, but as Joel Maddon said, the hamstring injury is tricky, so we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. Who's Hot and Cold, sponsored by Plumbers911Chicago.com for emergency licensed, highly trained plumbing service 24/7. Plumbers911Chicago.com. Well, Anthony Rizzo, the National League Player of the Week, just the second time in his career he has achieved that, as he was 12 for 28 with 13 RBIs. That'll work. Justin Wilson, cold in 8 games with the Cubs, a 6.35 earned run average, a 3.18 whip, walks plus hits per inning. He's not been good so far for Justin Wilson, but as you heard Chris Bosio say, Joel Maddon going to keep putting him out there and hope that they get the product that they were hoping for when they made the trade with Detroit. The Business of Baseball, sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs beginning a business trip tonight, the start of a 6-game road trip, 3 against the Reds, and then we go to Philadelphia for 3 against the Phillies. Coming up next on the show, it's our Cubs conversation with Addison Russell on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Chris Bryant joins us Thursday at 2 on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score.
This ball club is ready to bring another championship to Chicago. Stepping up to lead off this championship season is Raymond Chevy and Raymond Kia in Antioch. The Raymond Auto Group delivers a sales experience like no other, with an all-star selection of over 1,000 vehicles, including Chevys, Kias, and certified pre-owned to choose from. You are guaranteed to be a winner. There's a pitch low and away. I personally buy my vehicles from this auto group. They are trusted friends of mine. The proof is in their Google reviews. They're a 4.8 out of 5. That's like having a batting average of 960. Here's the next offering. Curve in the dirt. 2 balls, 1 strike. We are big winners this year, Chicago, so let's celebrate with a new vehicle and buy where the winners buy. Raymond Chevy and Raymond Kia in Antioch, the only dealer group that I recommend. From the stretch. There's a drive. That ball has a chance. Gone. Here's to another winning season for the Raymond Auto Group in Antioch. Visit them at RaymondDeals.com today. Hey, Cubs fans, it's time to order Aurelio's Pizza. Have it delivered hot and fresh. Download the Aurelio's app and start earning rewards today. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It's the sauce.
Cloudy, clear, dry. Here at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Cubs and Reds coming up. John Lackey against Homer Bailey. Beware of Joey Votto. In 13 games, hitting .367 against the Cubs with 13 RBIs, 5 doubles, and 3 homers as well. Addison Russell on the field doing some agility drills today in the name of testing his foot, which is inflicted with plantar fasciitis. Score one for mind over matter, though.
Pretty much, everything that I wanted my brain to do today. Coming out, kind of explosive. So in the back of my mind, I'm moving in the right direction, kind of quicker than anticipated. So, just keep on this this progression, and we'll see where we're at. But very pleased with, kind of where we're headed right now. Starting to feel like my normal foot now. But then again, you don't want to jump the gun. So definitely in the next couple of days, definitely going to monitor it even more, but yeah, like I said, we're climbing that ladder and now we're getting closer.
As far as timeline, would it be fair to say you could return within a week, maybe 2 weeks? What would you say, rough draft wise?
I would say 2 weeks, a little bit too long, but definitely looking maybe a week and a half at most. So like I said, we're not too far out, maybe even before then. So it's just all based on how I come to the field house day after day. So like I said, we're moving in the right direction.
You've been entertained by Javier Baez at times playing shortstop?
Yeah, absolutely, man. He's great over there. I've been watching him play for quite a while, and he always one-ups himself. It's fascinating to watch.
Man, it'll be fascinating to see exactly how the infield works when Addison Russell does return in terms of how much playing time Javier Baez will get. Coming up next, Cubs manager Joe Maddon as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag LiveBright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Joe Maddon of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hello, podcast listener. We've got a tip for you. In fact, we've got lots of them, about things like living a healthier life, learning the basics of health insurance, seeing if an infection is bacterial or viral, or knowing if your problem calls for urgent care or an ER. Just go to etmc.org/infographics for these tips and more from ETMC. It's another way we care for East Texas.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get me hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
If I haven't said it enough lately, Addison Russell will receive a gift certificate courtesy of MyPillow. Right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping on two premium king or queen pillows and two additional travel pillows. Order now, stat, at MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE. I'm Mark Grody. We are getting you ready for the Cubs and the Reds. Cubs out short left field right now. I see Chris Bryant playing some long toss right now. A bunch of Cubs fans hovering behind him in the stands. A lot of times Chris Bryant will go over there and sign autographs, whether he's at home or on the road. I bet you he will do that here today. All right, it is time for the Joe Maddon Manager Show, sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul. Here once again is Ron Coomer.
Joe, sweep at home, very good series, and then an off day. You had to be happy with the last series.
Yeah, I mean, listen, all really tightly contested games. The last game, we had chances to really put it away, did not. They got the better of us, but then we did not quit again. Took advantage of some really unusual gaffes in the last inning, and but we'll take it, man. It's happened against us. It happened for us right there. That's 162 games. Crazy stuff occurs, and we came out on the right side.
This past week, Anthony has been as hot as you can get driving in runs. What are your thoughts when you look back at how Riz has played here in the last month, let's say?
Well, I mean, he's really focused on just working a good at-bat. He's not up there just trying to hit homers. He's using the whole field. If the pitcher's tough, he will go to plan B earlier. He's just working intelligent at-bats. But what is defense?
Yeah.
I mean, people don't talk about that enough. Man, this guy's outstanding over there, and he saves our infielders' throwing errors. He's a great thrower. He's made some really good throws over the last maybe week or 10 days, whatever it might be. So, and then he steals a base. I mean, he's a good baseball player, but I like the fact that he's constantly competing and trying to do the right things.
This series here in Cincinnati, you've got the same matchup we had in Chicago with Bailey and Johnny Lackey. What are your thoughts on today?
Well, Bailey, I'd never seen him before, and I thought, you know, I know his numbers weren't that good, but I thought he has really good stuff. The fastball is definitely enough, and then the splitter's a good pitch also. So he kind of taught me a lesson a couple days ago. We got him early, and that really helped. Johnny, on the other hand, you know, he had a great bullpen, started out slowly, then he recovers because Johnny competes. So I think you're going to see a lot of the same. I'm curious about Bailey if he gained any confidence in the latter part of that game. because I thought he kept getting better. Johnny Lackey, on the other hand, man, he's going to go out there and he's going to make his pitches.
Good luck today.
Gracias, Ozio.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon right there, planning for a game to Wrigley Field. Check out all of the available transportation and parking options. Visit the A to Z guide at Cubs.com. For pregame on the way, we'll zero in on our starters, John Lackey and Homer Bailey, next on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Great Cubs guests and more. Bernstein and Goff afternoons 1 to 6 on The Score, home of the world champion Cubs.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Find coverage based on your budget today. Stay in control of your spending. Insurance and your wallet splendidly blending. Be so happy, Pappy. You'll just want to dance. Found a policy that fits you like painted on pants.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CBS this fall.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious. Reignite an American legend. SWAT. CBS this fall.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered.